Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. We're doing this.
Get off the fence.
Yeah. If you love uneducated opinions, you've come to the right place.
This is the home of them.
Yes.
This is what we're famous for.
Especially this segment right here, because producer Matt throws some topics our way. We have 3 seconds to decide yes or no. We can't sit on the fence.
Get off the fence.
With what he throws. So we'll have the 3 seconds to decide. Producer Matty joins us on the air right now.
Hey guys,
how are we? Oh, we're good, man.
You're out in the airlock.
Yes.
Is everything okay?
I was just chasing up who did that audio for Gaundy and ran out of time.
You were doing producing things and you didn't get time to walk. Because do you know what's really annoying? No one can see this except for us. But they should just have a door between this room and the room that Matt's in so he can just walk through the door rather than go all the way around the outside, down the corridor and around to get into the studio. Anyway, let's move on.
I did suggest when they did an upgrade to the studios here.
Put
I
there.
Said, do you reckon you could put a door just there so that he could walk through it?
They didn't.
No.
What if we just, like, made a door? Like did a bit of like Reno block style.
We might need your husband Glenn in here for that because I will not be able to cut anything
through anything.
I've
knocked out a wall. With a sledgehammer.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Well, we can do that. All right. So how many, you got some topics for us this morning. We have to decide within 3 seconds.
Yes, okay. I do.
Let's hear it.
All right, you ready? First one.
Yes.
Yep.
This is relevant because of SAS and Chappelle Corby.
Ooh.
Should people be able to make money off their infamy after they have committed criminal acts? So she can't make money because she was criminally found for drug smuggling.
After they've served their time, like doing interviews, book deals, all
book
that
deals,
kind of stuff.
Anything.
Okay.
No.
Yes. Ooh.
Why?
They've served their time. They've got a story to tell.
But making... Okay. Because I think that you should be able to absolutely serve your time and then move on, but not make money from what you did to serve the time. Make money in other ways, like go and be a barista, or I mean, I don't know if your crime was anything to do with coffee beans, and if it was, then that would be a poor choice. But don't make money from the crime element. Move on entirely and do something different.
What about this?
Here we go.
Any money that you do make from it,
you have to give away?
Half to back into the proceeds of crime, you know, helping...
like rehabilitation programs
and
stuff.
Exactly, that kind of stuff. So the money you make from it, because you do have a story to tell, in Chappelle's case.
Yeah, okay, so giving it to, like, reinvest into rehabilitating prisoners.
And obviously these people aren't going to do it for 100%, a lot of them, so...
I see 50-50 with you and the rehabs.
I mean, we'd have to work out some percentages.
Sounds like a bit of a you're still sitting on the fence.
I was, to be fair, sitting on the fence with it. I went with yes. I could easily see no, but I'll back my yes.
That's actually a really great suggestion.
Well, because I don't think they'd do it for 100%. There's nothing in it for them to offer up their time and sit in front of the cameras.
If they had to give like a portion of that cash to help rehabilitate people who are coming out of prison back into society. That's actually a really amazing thing.
What if it's something like, and I know drugs do kill people, and there'll be people that say there's that side of that story for Chappelle, but what if it's like a murder or something like that, you know? Then that becomes a bit of a...
To be fair, right now, I think you're overthinking it.
Am I?
Yep.
Okay.
But it was a great suggestion.
You're right. It is just a segment at 6:45 on a Thursday morning
you're
on the radio.
You're trying to solve all the world's problems in one radio segment.
Sorry, I just try.
That's good.
I try and do my bit.
I love spitballing this stuff with you. It's a great idea.
Okay, we'll pitch it to Chappelle. All right.
Maybe the prison system.
Yeah, the prison system.
Okay.
Another one that's been bigger than news. Australia Post spend $450,000 a year on indoor plants. Should indoor plants be something our taxpayer-funded places, governments, all of them, are spending money on?
Fun answer, yes.
Yes! Yes!
Sensible answer, no. And I'll go with no. $450,000 on indoor plants?
Yes.
Why? Because it lifts the mood and they work better.
Yes! Oh,
that was their exact reason.
Positives, especially if you get the plants that, like, eat all of the negative energy and stuff. Having plants around.
All the negative energy. Having plants.
That's why the Australia Post workers are so chirpy. It's the 450 grand they spent on indoor plants.
You sound like you've been smoking the plants if you think that's $450,000 is worth it.
One store. That is nationwide over 12 months. If you broke that down, the budget's probably like $80 an Australia Post store now, for plants.
I want to check one thing. Gaundi, you said yes and no, so I'm going to need you to get off the fence and make a decision.
I did not. I said fun answer yes, my answer no.
Oh, okay, your answer no. Good.
Fun answer is yes, but I'm going
but you're
no.
saying no.
Yeah. Next one.
You
last
had
one.
The fun
last. Changing the most boring anthem of all time, the Australian anthem, to something fun and upbeat.
Yes. I don't even need three seconds.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
Can we fun up our national anthem? I feel like there's been a petition to try and get this done for many years.
I've always really liked I am, you are, we are Australians.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
We are one, but we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come.
What about the
that's
voice?
That's a great one.
You're the voice.
Ah, John Farnham.
Oh, whoa. That's a bit of a lax response to Johnny Farnham.
Let him lie.
I think we should fun up the Aussie national anthem for sure. I don't know what to.
Can we make a push on this?
Hey, 131060, if anyone wants to make a suggestion. Does it have to be original, like a new original song?
We can't have someone making money off the national anthem. So, John Farnham, you're the voice.
Firework by Katy Perry.
No.
Although that would be cool.
Our producer doesn't know this yet.
No.
Maddie, he doesn't know. Is he even listening to us or is he doing something else? See if you can get his attention.
Hey, producer Matt.
Hey, Maddie.
Can you come in here?
Just going to need you.
See, producer Matt sits during the show mostly like in another part of the radio station, which we can see him through a window. But it takes a long time to get from where he is all the way around the corridor to
the
studio.
Now.
He doesn't know why he's getting dragged in here while we're on air. Hey, mate, it's not like a full intervention, but we just need to bring something up with you.
Whenever we have interventions, it seems to be about our producer, Matt, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you do some strange stuff, mate. Fine. You're quirky and we love it.
You want to guess this one as well?
You tried to guess the last one
and you said Speedos and it wasn't that. So you know what this one is.
I know what this one is.
You know what this one is?
Yes. You're wearing less than Speedos in the situation that we're about to bring to your attention.
You know this one?
Yeah, I just like reading.
Okay. Do you want to explain, Gaudy? Yeah.
So I'm on Instagram, flicking through the stories as you do, and producer Maddie's girlfriend, Courtney, popped up. And at the start of the story, you see her walking into the bathroom and the shower's going. And I thought, oh, what's coming on here? What's going to happen? And as she goes in, she opens up the door and there's Matt sitting nude in the shower.
So with the shower on.
With the shower on.
Showering.
Sitting down, which isn't really the weird part for me, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Reading a book.
In the shower.
In the shower. Take a listen to this.
Excuse me, I'm nude.
Excuse me.
Right?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? She posted it. And then I thought, what am I going to do with that? Bring it to the show.
It's great.
And here it is.
Now, is this a regular occurrence, you reading in the shower?
No, I like sitting in the shower regularly, but...
Do you really?
Yes, but reading is... It was the first I'd try that one because I didn't know if I'd get the book wet, but I managed to do it successfully.
Yeah, so how do you manage that? Because I'm thinking the pages are easily going to get wet.
We've got a rain shower, so I could get it like all on the lower part of my body and then still sit up and have a read.
And what about... I'm guessing you're not having a super hot shower because...
The dampness, like the steam. I had the window open so that there was lots of circulation.
You really planned this. And how much of your book did you get through in the shower, mate?
I can't be sure. Can't be sure.
A few pages? A couple of chapters?
Normally when I've sat down in the shower...
Is this like a guy thing that I don't understand?
If you don't sit in the shower, you need to give it a try because it is one of the best things ever.
I've never had a shower sit. I've always... Sitting is for the bath.
Go home, educate yourself.
Laying down is for the bath. Shower, upright.
It does feel great. When I lived in Melbourne in a bachelor pad, I had a plastic chair.
I would sit in the plastic chair on the shower. That's groundbreaking.
That's entrepreneurial.
It was bloody great. Highly recommend. Way more comfortable than that situation sitting on the floor. rookie.
I know we're here to talk about the reading in the shower, but the sitting in the shower is the thing that is really tripping me up with this.
No, that wasn't weird for me. It was him reading that got me.
So you don't get it because you're a girl and they're always like, oh, I can't get my hair wet, can't get my hair wet. Right, sit down under there. Oh.
But if I want to get my hair wet, I'm still going to stand up and do that in the shower. So, like, I just don't think – showers are not a place – for sitting. Showers are a place for standing. Things need to be in order, okay?
I disagree.
Don't knock it till you try it, Maz. Okay. You put it to the test tonight. You sit down in the shower and you tell us it hasn't changed your life.
You want me to have a sit in my shower?
Yeah.
I'm not going to film it, FYI.
Hey,
that is never happening.
Glenn's going to get his burner
that
phone out.
That is not happening.
Yeah, give it a go.
Ever. Okay, you want me to sit in the shower and report back?
Please report back on how you feel. Up to you if you want to take it to another level, Maddie's level, and read a book, which I find super weird.
In the shower.
Yeah, I guarantee you're going to love it. You're going to come back tomorrow.
Your life changed. We've got to be very careful how you say that.
At some point, we need to do shower sitters on 131060. We just have to. I'm sure there's others out there, but we're going to get this video up online. Our producer, Maddie Nude.
It's indescribable. It's got the right censorship. So it's not.
Were you hungover or something? What were you doing?
I was tired. I wanted to have a shower, but I also wanted to keep reading my books. So.
This is my favourite quote.
Excuse me, I'm nude.
Gondi and Maz. Going. I've sold a bow and arrow. I've sold a horse, which I thought at the time a horse. That can't be done. And last week we made it happen.
We really did.
Yeah.
Today's challenge for Going Gaunt.
Yeah.
Is a custom-made 4-foot snake tank. I'm looking at a picture of it now, and we've put a picture up on our Instagram page, Hit New South Wales Breakfast, if you'd like to go and have a little look-ski at it. If you don't have a snake to put in the snake tank, you could totally turn this into, like, options are endless looking at this beautiful piece of custom-made furniture with, like, a window, it's like a glass window at the front, and you could house, like, so many things in there. It would be the perfect place for your nativity set this Christmas.
Nothing.
As like a, massive display in the middle of the home. That's what you could do with this for sure.
When I think aquariums, like when you walk in and you see an aquarium, and if I saw a random snake container with a snake in it, I'm like, wow, these guys have got some coin.
Absolutely.
So maybe if you buy this and then that sort of moves into then getting the snake.
Okay.
Now, Bree, you've struggled to sell this for a while, haven't you?
Oh, it's only been up for about a week.
Okay, but are you getting any bites?
Yeah, have you had any interest?
I've had a few nibbles, but, nothing.
It's niche, isn't it?
Nothing solid.
It's not a mobile phone or something that everyone needs. It's sort of
You never need a snake tank unless you have a snake.
Yeah, pretty much.
And how much would you like for it?
I'd like about $150.
$150 would come down a touch, I feel, on that. Because you say
$150. We could start the bidding slightly on the lower side of that, I think, and see where we get. But interestingly enough, Bree, and this may blow your mind, zero phone calls on 131060. which is a first.
It is a first.
It's not like there's a few nibbles. Like, this is a flat out, no one has called
to
throw in a novelty bit.
Oh, actually, no, we did get a couple of prankers.
Oh, a couple of prankers.
Yeah, we got a couple of prankers.
Phone lines must be down.
Clearly there's a glitch in the matrix.
Because if we had $1 million to give away too, I'm sure there'd be no one calling through for that.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Someone has called, but again, they could be trying to order a pizza and it could be a wrong number.
Maybe they've heard the price now and they're like, because we don't like to reveal the price in the initial stages because...
Unless there's no calls.
Well, no, because we want to see what people are willing to pay for it because
that's
you could get more or less based on that.
And looking at from the photo, it does look expensive. So maybe now that you've given a ballpark, Bree, they're more willing to go, you know what, this is something that I could buy in Going Gaunt.
We have three callers there. I'm not going
to
lose the faith here.
Let's talk to April
from the Central Coast. Are you keen on this snake tank?
I am.
Oh, here we go. We're on. Yes.
What are you opening the bidding at, babe?
$100.
$100 is good. I like that. That's a good place to start.
Okay.
Let's go to Karen from Wagga on 131060. Kaz.
Hi.
The bid from April at this stage is $100. How much would you like to pay?
I'd go 130.
130 is also good. Okay.
Getting there,
all right.
Getting up there.
April, you want to go any higher than 130? I'll take 135.
Yeah, rightio.
135 it is. Okay, we're doing $5 back and forth here. This Kaz, are you in or out?
No, 140.
140, yep. April, over to you.
I'll go 150.
150 on the knocker. Let's go to Karen from Wagga. 150. You going to go? Going up?
160.
160. April, back to you.
Oh, I'll go 165.
165. It sounds like she's getting maxed out. Karen.
Yes, 160. 170, sorry.
170. April, are you maxed out?
I'm not, but I don't need it that desperately.
You don't need it that bad, okay.
So yes, you do.
But you're out at what? Bree says, yes, you do. You need it.
I love a good heckle from the person trying to sell the item. That's the best.
Okay, so are you out at 170, though?
Yep.
Okay, you're out at 170. That's cool. That's okay. Fine. That's all right. April is out. I'm going to go to Brooke from Leeton. Brooke, you're in the game at 175. Are you interested?
175, yep, 180.
180 she's gone up to. Karen, back over to you.
Yeah, 190.
190, she sounds like she's getting priced out too here, Brooke.
195.
195 from Brooke.
Brooke's confident.
I'll go 200.
Kaz has gone to 200. Oh, Brooke.
Oh, no, that was my limit.
That was your limit, is it? Okay, so Brooke, you're out.
201.
No, I can't take. Can I take a dollar or not? Because that could get real tedious.
Then we're going to be here all
day. No, we can't do that, Brooke. I think Kaz has been here from the get-go.
She wants
Bree,
it bad.
Are you happy with $200 for Karen in Wagga?
I am, but I am in Narara, so does that change things?
Don't know. We can work that out off the air.
That's a finer detail. Let's not get the detail get in the way of a good sale.
That's a producer Matt problem. Okay.
Is that a yes,
Brie? I'm happy.
$200 going once. $200 going twice. 200 three times for the snake tank. That is. Yes.
Well done, Karen. Congratulations. Brie, there you go. $200 for your snake tank. We'll figure out the finer details of transportation, etc.
Thank you so much, guys.
Two happy customers. This proves nothing can't be sold, all right? So
Can we be super honest?
What?
Like at the beginning of this, when you switched on the mics, I was like, we're going to have to tell everyone that we failed.
Yeah,
and I hate failing.
I lost a lot of faith too, but
we did it.
Hit New South Wales Facebook page if you've got something you'd like us to sell in Going Gaunt. How that gets to Wagga,
not
we don't
problem.
Know, but we'll work that out.
Gaunty and Maz.
Halloween next weekend, Maz.
Next weekend,
and we're doing this.
Do you want to hear a scary story? Suburban Spooks.
Halloween has grown on me over the last few years. I love it more and more for some reason.
Are you
I don't know what it is.
Like, do you believe in the paranormal world?
I believe enough to be freaked out. If I was to go into a very haunted house situation, yep, I'd be on edge.
The vibe.
But I've done sort of night cemetery tours and stuff.
Do you get freaked out?
It's actually bizarrely peaceful. It's hard to explain.
Are you dead inside?
Maybe I'm dead inside. Maybe I am. No, it is. It's bizarrely peaceful. Like, you go through and you think it's going to be scary, and it's actually quite calming.
That's really interesting.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
We want next week on the show to hear, you know, like that one ghost story from your town, or that one haunted street, or that haunted house, or that urban myth. We want all of those stories on the show next week in the lead up to Halloween. You can register at hit.com.au. We've got some great prizes to give away. You've got some cash to spend at Base Warehouse. But we have one of our mates who we work with, Dane. He's not a believer. But we were like, maybe we should like send someone out, like do a bit of a mission in one of the most haunted places in Australia.
Dane joins us now. Morning, Dane.
Morning, guys.
Hello. Now, you actually live near one of the most haunted places in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. The Monte Cristo Homestead is in Junee, sort of just down the road from where I am. And this apparently is the most haunted place in Australia, guys. The stories are really famous. Not only have the owners who have apparently passed away and haunt that house, but also you've got the boy that was chained up out the back that the locals say they heard him howl and groan at the like just of the night. Then you got the person that fell over the balcony, apparently pushed by Mrs. Crawley herself, who was there.
The creepy Crawleys.
Correct. And look, a caretaker as well who was shot dead on the property. But
jeez. This is all back in the day, right? Not like last week or anything.
No, it's like a tourist attraction now.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm pretty sure you guys caught up with Lawrence from Monte Cristo Homestead.
We did this week. Here's a piece of that chat from this week.
Oh, some people can't even get through the front door of the homestead. This is during the day as well. Nighttime's a totally different story. I usually keep my head down and try not to take too much notice of things that are going on around me. But it's not uncommon to see faces at the window or walking past doorways and windows.
Oh, man. Okay, and so you're not a believer, Dane. You don't believe in any of this
stuff. No, and look, I'm sure Lawrence sound like a great guy, but with these situations, I feel like, how do we know they haven't set you up to be scared? How do we know there's not a little air compressor behind a window? How do we know there's not like a little sound effects machine thing making a creaking sound?
Even if there is,
how cynical you are, mate.
Even if there is, it's designed to scare the non-believers like yourself, would scare you. It would scare you.
And look, someone from the office had actually been, and apparently there is a room. I've never been before, but apparently there is a room in the house that's locked off. You can't even sort of walk in it. You can see and take photos, and she's got a series of three photos. You can see the mirror quite clearly in all three photos. First photo, just the normal room. The second photo, you think it's normal, but you look in the mirror, there looks like someone's face is in it. And then the third photo.
Is it her face?
No, it's not.
I love this stuff.
And then in the third mirror, or the third photo, it's disappearing. I'll get you the photos and we'll post them up on the socials.
Please do.
Okay.
We'll get that up.
So you've seen those photos and you're still like, ghost, nah.
I said speck on the camera. It's a bit of dust on the camera lens, obviously.
All right, Dane. Well, here's what we're going to do. We want to send you along. We want to send you along
to
check
it out.
You're going to the homestead and we want to hear back from your post.
Okay, sure.
Dane.
I'd love to, guys. I can't wait to go.
What I would love from you is I would love for you to go to the homestead. I need you to take this seriously. It sounds like this is not a lol. This is serious business.
I'm serious, man.
Ghosts are serious business. I'd like you to go with an open mind. Like, I understand that you don't believe and then you think it's BS and there's a compressor behind a curtain. But I would actually like for you to go with an open mind and just open yourself to the idea that perhaps a ghost is going to scare the pants off you.
Yeah, look, I know I will, and perhaps that's why they're not so open to coming to me, Maz, is because maybe I am so closed off and they can feel that. So I will. I'll open my mind. I'll also take a friend from the office, you know, just for support, because I'm not scared, but just for support.
Right. That's amazing. The ghost rejector needs someone to hold his hand.
You want to take your mummy with you, or
I will, actually. That'll be fun. Thanks, Gordy. I'll take someone from the office. I'm happy to do this, guys. An open mind for you, Maz.
Thank you.
And I'll report back next week.
Appreciate
it. From my visit at the Monte Cristo Homestead in
June. We can't wait for this.
Oh, you got to record everything too.
Okay. Register online, hit.com.au for our suburban spooks. If there's something in your town like this, we would love to hear from you. Cash at Base Warehouse up for grabs. They are the party supplies delivered to your door.
You ready? Gordy and Maz, the hit, rank the show.